buzzing into life onto the street. And everybody's feeling good tonight. Everybody's feeling good tonight. Now can you feel the ground beneath your feet? Everybody swing to the beat. We are gonna make it all along. We are gonna make it all along. Come on over, get what you want. I tell you, you're the one. You're the one. I love you. Tell me your name. Come on over, get what you want. I tell you, you're the one. You're the one.
Welcome back to the playlist. You just heard Tell Me Your Name off of the Jeffersons EP, Days Are Falling. You can find them facebook.com/The Jefferson Band. And we have another great holiday show for you. Eric Leva, he's going to be stopping on by. We're going to be talking about Christmas music and kind of what things that we want for Christmas. So if you're really thinking about buying me something, a gift certificate from probably Guitar Center would be great, or probably if you donate on entertheshell.com, that would even be better. But before we get into that, we're going to hear the song Holidays by Goodman Brown. You can find them goodmanbrown.net.
Holidays are here again, so hang your coat.
Everyone, this is Eric Leva. Coming up next, I'll be talking to Turtle. But first, here's a track from my free holiday EP called Another Light, and the song is Lost in Transition.
changes are rolling in from the sea. I can feel the storm is getting closer. Soon this autumn will be over. Winter is waiting to surprise me. Things are going missing, everything is shifting. I think I'm lost in transition. I think I'm lost in transition. I'm stuck where the moon meets the sun. Lost in transition. Old roads are being covered with snow. It's time to rift and wander new paths. Since you left me, I've fallen off track. My love has nowhere to go. Things are going missing, everything is shifting. I think I'm lost in transition. I think I'm lost in transition. I'm stuck where the moon meets the sun. Lost in transition.
And you are back on the playlist, and with me is Eric Leva. You can find him ericlevamusic.com. How's it going, dude?
Good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I saw that you were giving out this free holiday EP. You sent me a message, and I listened to it, and I had to share it on Enter the Shell's Facebook because I found it rather delightful. Do you like holiday music?
I do like holiday music, but I feel like it's often repetitive because there's not a lot of new holiday music happening. So that's why I decided to write a bunch of new holiday songs. But yeah, I do like a lot of the traditional ones. My favorite is "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas."
Yeah, that is a good one. Did you ever hear the one version that Chris Martin did?
I have not.
I'll send it to you. So I'll send it to you secretly. You know, it's really cool. It's just him and a piano singing.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, but many of you may remember Eric from a blog that Matt wrote for your first EP, The Scheme of Things. And, I just wanted to know, when you were writing The Scheme of Things, that EP, did in the back of your head, you were thinking, well, you know, this is fine for right now, but later on I'm going to release a holiday EP to kind of entice people more to find out about me?
Well, I wrote that music a while ago, and I didn't know, I wasn't planning on doing a holiday EP, but somewhere at the beginning of October, I decided that it might be fun. I hadn't released anything in a while, so I wanted to do something that felt relevant to the time of year as well.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that, like, you know, during the Christmas time, there is that genre of music. And, you know, like, there's not that for, like, turkey. Like, there's no, like, turkey, you know, music, or there's no, like, really, you know, Memorial Day music or anything like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just found it funny, like, you know, nobody writes about pilgrims or anything like that. And you know, I guess it's because, you know, December is the last month, and it's kind of like your time to kind of reflect and definitely put yourself in a reflecting mood. And I think that's what your holiday EP does. It does put you into a reflecting mood.
I wanted it to be not I wanted to steer away from all the Christmas music you hear that is, you know, Jesus and sleigh bells, and I kind of wanted it to be more something that you could listen to any time of year and still find it enjoyable.
Yeah. Right now we're going to hear Evergreen with Emily Dale, and could you tell me something about Emily Dale?
She's one of my best friends at Berklee College of Music. We met there, and since we met, we've been writing together, and she's a great artist as well. She has music up online, and she's from Ohio, and our genre of music is very compatible, so that's why we like writing together.
Oh, cool. Well, let's hear that, and we'll have more with my guest, Eric Leva, right here on The Playlist.
Your cookie cutter heart was made to be a special part of this Christmas day. Why is it so hard for you to see? Our love is wrapped up under the tree.
So remove the ribbon,
untie the bow,
open up the box and let it snow. Oh, evergreen. Carols are not enough. Christmas would be nothing without love.
So remove the ribbon,
untie the bow,
open up the box and let it snow.
This is Eric Leva. If you like my music and you want to hear more, you can check it out at www.ericlevamusic.com.
The clouds are letting loose again, dusting sheets of cotton over this town. It's a quiet night, and a thousand fires burn inside. You're another light around my Christmas tree. You're another light along these heartstrings. You keep things merry, you keep things bright, you keep the love alive. You're another light.
on this winter's night, you will never melt away. You're another light around my Christmas tree. You're another light along these heartstrings. You keep things merry, you keep things bright, you keep the love alive. You're another Christmas tree. You're another light along these heartstrings. You keep things merry, you keep things bright, you keep the love alive. You're another.
Already probably put in your wish list for what you want for Christmas, but do you think I can get a glimpse of as to what you asked for?
That's funny that you mentioned that, because I actually haven't really made like my solid list yet. There's like a few microphones that I want. I'm big into like sound recording as well, so I like all that gear. I have my eye on this ukulele from Maya Moe ukuleles that I really want, but it's just very expensive. So,
well, maybe all your fans and your friends and family will pull all their money together and get you. And I'm just throwing that out there if they're listening, you know.
Yeah, obviously I'm the one that asked for everything that's more than, you know, $100 and up. All my other friends are like, you can just get me candy. And I'm like, no, give me some very expensive things. I like nice things.
Well, were you super good this year?
Yeah, totally. I think I deserve a nice thing.
Yeah, so you definitely warrant that. I see. I see that me and you both share a love for Rachel Ray.
Yes, Rachel Ray is awesome.
Right? I could just sit there and watch her make meals for, like, ever. And she's... I find her very attractive. She reminds me of, like, a hot chipmunk.
She just kind of... I mean, she just cracks me up from all directions. I feel like watching her show is a very energetic experience.
Yeah, it is. Which one of her, like, 10,000 shows do you watch?
Well, I found out about her from 30 Minute Meals, but then I caught on to $40 a Day... And I haven't been up to date with the Rachel Ray show, but every now and then I catch a rerun of 30 Minute Meals.
Yeah, $40 a Day, that didn't last very long. I think that was maybe one season, because I remember when that was debuting, and I too joined in, and it was like, oh, $40 a Day, that's, you know, that's awesome. She would go in at the end, she would be all smug, like, well, now I have like $12 and I can buy this and this. And it's like, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's like, who has $40 a day? You know, that's what
else. There's some spoof that I found on YouTube about it, and they were joking about how she usually spends it all on wine, like at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
And then she's out.
A nice bottle of $2 Chuck. You can stretch that for the entire day. I also saw that you did a cover of Rosie Golan, and did you hear about Rosie Golan? Because we've done a few shows with her.
No, I didn't hear that show, but I found out about her. Her producer Tony Berg. I'm a big fan of his work. Katie Costello's record was produced by him, and Craig Holden, and. All the way back to Amy Mann, who I'm a big fan of. And so I found out that he had produced that record, and so I listened to it, and then I fell in love with all of her music.
Awesome. Well, you can log on to Enter the Shell and check out the stuff that we've done with Greg Holden, the stuff that we've done with, you know, Katie Costello. Yeah. And yeah, totally. I'm like, we're totally like just, you know, putting our sights on you, Eric. We're like totally in your demographic, in the wheelhouse of everything that we've done.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and while you're there, you can also read the tons and tons of blogs that Matt and Morgan do. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be featured on the playlist or maybe even on Enter the Shell, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. And the last song we're going to hear is Autumn Song by Emily Martin. And who's Emily Martin? Is she another girl that you're fooling around with, at least lyrically, at school?
She is from my hometown of Burlington, and she's just starting to write. I keep like forcing her to put herself out there and start sharing her music with people, but she's still been kind of shy about sharing her own work. So we co-wrote this song together, and I thought this would be a good chance for her to start showing people that she writes too and that she's talented in that area too.
You are a smart, smart man. Make sure you log on to ericlevamusic.com because there you can download his latest holiday EP, Another Light, which you're selling that for absolutely free, right?
Yeah, it's completely free. I figure barely any money went into making it. I made it all in my basement. I did all the mixing and mastering myself. So I figured since I'm not dishing out too much money for this, and since it's kind of like a gift, like a holiday present, then it's free, and I encourage people to share it with other people, and I find that free music, people are more likely to share. So,
once again, you are a smart, smart man, so make sure you log on to ericlevamusic.com. And the next project that you do, whether it's another EP or album, have you decided that yet?
Well, I'm a songwriting major at Berkeley, so I've been writing roughly 1.5 song every week. So I have so many songs ready to go. So what I really want to do is put out a full-length record, hopefully within the year. It's just a long process, and I have to start, you know, figuring that out. But I have the material for it, so hopefully something full will happen.
Well, let us know when you do so we can have you back on. And if you're ever, you know, touring here in LA, you know, stop on by. Maybe we can get you in the studio for a little set.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Cool. My guest has been Eric Leva. Once again, you can find him ericlevamusic.com. And we're going to leave you now with Autumn Song.
Small town mountain crumbling down with the words you say. You're making new plans for your Christmas day. Are falling, and so are we. The wind is coming for me. Sure as winter breaks the fall, I know you're gonna break my heart. The storm is folding down from the sky. And if we say goodbye, will all this Christmas magic be lost? I wish we could keep singing this autumn song.
Make room.
autumn song. Will the snow bury everything so we can forget?
So we can forget.
Will the snow autumn song.